This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. 2003 was a year to remember for the ethanol industry, with corn ethanol demand reaching the highest level since 2019 and the blend rate in gasoline setting a record as production rose to 15.5 billion gallons. We will hear more from Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper about the big year for ethanol and challenges ahead in 2024 next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
Rising domestic demand for ethanol and growth in the export market made for a strong 2023 in the ethanol industry, says Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper.
Domestic demand was bouncing back, and we saw stronger overall gasoline consumption this year and stronger levels of ethanol blending and continued advancement in higher blends like E15 and E85. And at the same time, we saw some growth in the export market.
However, that doesn't mean there won't be challenges ahead. Cooper says that the hangover effect from COVID still lingers.
We have not recovered fully to pre-COVID levels of driving and fuel consumption overall, but ethanol continues to gain a larger and larger share of the gasoline pool. And I think 2023 is going to go down as a great year.
Another speed bump for ethanol remains with the still undecided ruling on year-round E15. Despite progress from Midwest governors pushing for an answer and a lawsuit to get a ruling from the EPA on the E15 blend, year-round availability of E15 still remains in question.
But we are still looking for a permanent solution that applies nationwide, all 50 states, and applies year-round. So we have been working very hard all year long to secure that legislative fix. And that's really what it's going to take. It's going to take action by Congress.
You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.